We have a mitzvah of tefillah. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether tefillah is a mitzvah. Rambam writes, mitzvahs asei l'shvalo b'chal yom. The Ramban writes, only be a sara, time of war or earthquake. Rav Soloveitchik said it's a local machlokes. All agree tefillah is only be a sara. The machlokes is what a sara. Is it every day of the frailties of human life? Every day you have saras, or it means external ones like war or earthquake. That's the machlokes regarding whether, and everyone, and the way Rav Chaim, Rav Soloveitchik explains is, of course, even according to the Ramban, if you daven, if you talk to God, it's still davening, you get a kiyam daraisa. It's just the question is, the machlokes is, am I obligated to? But once you do it, you still get a mitzvah. So nevertheless, we know there's a mitzvah of tefillah, and the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that they instituted Chazaras Hashat, that we all know if you go to shul, at least for Shacharis and Mincha, they instituted that we do Chazaras Hashat. Why? For the Eino Baki, the Am Shabbosados, the people who didn't know how to read, couldn't have it on their own, they used to come to shul and listen. So that was the institution. So apparently that's the discussion. So why do we do it today? So in certain communities, maybe it still applies. But other communities, let's say yeshivas, other areas, let's say where people know how to daven. So why do they continue? Why do we do Chazaras Hashat Bizman Hazeh? So some want to say it was a Takana Darabanan. It's not that even though it's a low plug, even though the reason doesn't apply, the minix, the Din Darabanan still applies. In fact, that was a whole discussion by Kiddush in Shul Friday night, whether you still make it or not, since we don't have Archim. There you had Yesh V'Yesh, Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzgard, but by Chazaras Hashat, it seems to be accepted. You have Chazaras Hashat, whether you're Eretz Yisrael or Chutzgard, and the Rambam writes, we don't have Chazaras Hashat at Meir, since Tfilas Arvis Rishus, so therefore we don't have to go ahead and institute Chazaras Hashat for Meir. But for Shacharis and Mincha, generally speaking, there's a Chazaras Hashat. So the issue is, in many yeshivas, not an issue, but observation, in many yeshivas, they do what they call a Chatzi Kedusha. Well, it's not, the Kedusha is the same, but it's more Chatzi. They do the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and that's it. Meaning they read, the Chazan starts reading out loud, you do Kedusha together, and then he continues on, and there's no public Chazaras Hashat's past Kedusha. Some, within that, the standard most seem to wait until after the Chazan finishes, and then they start the beginning. Rav Soloveitchik Shita was, you should daven together with the Tzibur. You should start with them. Nevertheless, however you do it, so that they don't do a full Chazaras Hashat at Mincha. The question is, why not? So someone has suggested that based on this reason, that since the whole institution for Chazaras Hashat was for the Amei Aretz, so therefore in yeshivas where they're dealing with hopefully non-Amei Aretz, so therefore the institute, there's no need to do a Chazaras Hashat here. So that's why the minhag in Lakewood and many yeshivas, Chaim Berlin, I think, had a long mincha. Most yeshivas in YU, Yesh V'Yesh, yeah, different Rebbeim did it. Maybe now more people do a full one, but back in the day, Rosh Shacht, I think, was always for a long one, but many others went with the Minika yeshivas. So what was that based on? The sentence in yeshiva, they never instituted a Chazaras Hashat, it's only the Makam Ami Aretz. So therefore, they don't do it at Mincha. So why do they do it at Shacharis? They do it at Shacharis for another reason. Some say, Enachinami. You wouldn't do it at Shacharis either. The only issue is, there's a mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. So in Eretz Yisrael, they do a real full-fledged Birkas Kohanim. In Chutzar, the Chazan reads at the end, Yivarechachem Yishmarecha. So the F in order, we only want to do the Birkas Kohanim, that's why we're doing it, but really, we should have got rid of the Chazaras Hashatz, period. In fact, I think I heard from Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rav Yitzchok Abadi, that in Lakewood, They usually do a silent. They don't do a chazaras hashatz at mincha, except maybe the. I mean, some I've heard once or twice a year. I heard on Hanukkah, and then some maybe Purim also. Now, what Hanukkah and Purim? Because Al Hanisim, I guess part of the Persume Nisa, so they not necessarily every day of Hanukkah, at least one day, maybe a couple of days, they want to do a chazaras hashatz out the Al Hanisim, not out the chazaras hashatz, and therefore that's apparently the minhag in Lakewood. Others have a, that's what some say, it wasn't instituted for Tami. Others say, I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, others, Rabbi Bick, that it was only instituted in a Beis HaKnesses. So let's say you have, so that's the whole discussion when you go to a wedding and they do a mincha to chasen's tish, or yesh v'yesh, you do a chatzi kedusha, or do you do a full regular mincha with chazaras hashatz? You know, and have the after wedding, an airport, or wherever you might be going, a non-shul, a mincha minyan when they're running, they're, whether it's Manhattan, Toronto, wherever you run for your lunch break, you got a mincha minyan. So do you do, is there a chiyuv of chazaras hashatz in those? So clearly, the accepted universal custom is we do chazaras hashatz in Shacharis and Mincha ben Bechutzgards, when the Eretz Yisrael, no distinction like they did by Kiddush. And then it's a good question what they do, what the minig is in Yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure. Whether they go with the Chatzi Kedusha. Or now others say other issues, Bittul Torah, that's a hard one. That means you have to make sure you don't waste any time. You can't be wasting 3 hours later and say, I can't do Chazaras Hashatz. But either way, that's how some also do that, that by benching, at least by benching, so the Harachamans are extra in theory. So some cut out, they just finished out Olam Hayah Chazen, which is the end of benching. So nevertheless, so the minig is we have a Chazaras Hashatz. You know, B'Shas Adchak, it's running late, maybe by Shkia, so then some might not do it, but it's a general rule. We do a chazaras hashatz, and then there's a different minhagim in yeshivas by mincha. I see they all do it by shacharis, like either because of birkas kohanim or other reasons. Mincha is yesh v'yesh, and then there's a further discussion, assuming you do it in yeshiva. If you don't do it in yeshiva, so unless you, if you say the argument is amaratzim, so then maybe you should do it at the airport or at a wedding, because it may be people, or you could just say that would be the reason to do it. The reason not to is because you could say it's only really instituted in a Beis HaKnesses, or, you know, maybe by extension, a Beis Medrash, Mikdash Ma'at, etc. And others point out that if it's only instituted, if it's amaratzim, so you maybe you're more likely to find them elsewhere. If it's because they only instituted it in the Beis HaKnesses, or others say, and I heard as well some suggest maybe only if you're davening at Mincha Ketana, so then you do Chazaras Hashatz. But yeshivas daven Mincha Gedola, so that's what they do a Chatzi Kedusha. So whatever, be it as it may, different svaras. Why? The bottom line is that shacharis all do chazaras hashatz, and in mincha, all shuls do mincha meir. We generally do in yeshivas is a minhag among some that they only do a chatzi kedusha either for different reasons, either because they aren't amaratzim, so it wasn't instituted. Only a Beis Knesset, they don't consider the Beis Knesset, or they only instituted during Mincha Ketana, etc. Being what it may, those are the different minhagim and yeshivas regarding whether you do a full mincha or a chatzi mincha in yeshiva, weddings, airports, etc.